the rest of the story. It was 100 years ago that John Rock was born in Marlborough, Massachusetts. His parents were devout Roman Catholics, parishioners of the Church of the Immaculate Conception. Naturally, young John was confirmed in that church. He was more thoughtful than other boys his age, more concerned with matters spiritual. At 14, he was involving himself in solemn conversations with Father Finnick, the parish curate. The universal questions of right and wrong, good and evil, were already fascinating his young mind. When little John grows up, his relatives and neighbors agreed he would be a respected, articulate Roman Catholic layman, devout in his faith. He'd probably hang a crucifix on the wall of his office. He'd probably attend Mass every morning. And it all came true. John Rock became a doctor. Some said his choice of the profession was inevitable, for indeed few callings matched medicine in nobility and spirituality. Noble and spiritual, that was John Rock, a devoutly religious man whose gift as a healer seemed in all ways to complement his faith. As his family had predicted, Dr. John did hang a crucifix on his office wall. He did cheerfully attend Mass each morning. He never lost his passion for morality, even and especially in his career. As a young man in medical school, he became interested in the field that was to become his specialty, an area he considered worthy of a lifetime commitment, the study of human fertility, to bring life into the world where nature was reticent to do so, to make it possible for involuntarily childless couples to be blessed with children. That would be Dr. Rock's glorious quest. 1924. The 34 years young physician established the fertility and endocrine clinic at the Free Hospital for Women in Brookline, Massachusetts. At the time, there were few such clinics in our entire country. Overcoming the physiological obstacles in the path of human reproduction became Dr. Rock's obsession, and his victories in the war against sterility were many. It was he, for example, who confirmed that ovulation occurs about 14 days before normal menstruation. It was he who first preserved sperm cells by freezing them and without impairing the potency for a full year. The first recorded recovery of human embryos from 2 to 17 days after fertilization, Dr. Rock did that too. And in 1944, in cooperation with Harvard scientist Miriam F. Mencken, Dr. Rock achieved the impossible. The first fertilization of a human ovum in a test tube. By observing life from its inception, the good doctor's understanding was increased. Diligently, he continued his work, accelerated and expanded his research, until at last one day, his ultimate dream was realized. He and his fellow researchers had discovered a fertility drug, a steroid compound, which when administered to involuntarily childless women would allow them to become pregnant. This drug was capable of something else as well. For John Rock, who had sought to manipulate Mother Nature in accordance with his religious convictions, got a little more than he bargained for. John Rock, the devout Roman Catholic, who attended Mass every morning, whose devotion to his church was symbolized by the crucifix on his office wall. The same John Rock eventually fell into that church's disfavor, was even threatened with excommunication, because he, in all sincerity, had accidentally invented the pill, the birth control pill. Now you know the rest of the story.